The only wide open race on the Onondaga County Legislature has generated plenty of interest from candidates seeking to represent the 7th District. There was a rare primary among Democrats, and now there's a three-way contest for the district, which includes most of DeWitt and small slices of Syracuse. WAER's political reporter Scott Willis reports now the candidates want voters to get equally engaged.
All three candidates are relatively new to politics. Democrat Mary Kuhn is a retired county social worker and says she's stunned how few people have any idea who represents them on the county legislature.
I've probably myself knocked on 1,500 doors, and maybe six people knew who represented them. Many people say, well, what does the county ledge do? Until I got into this, I had no clue about how critical the county legislature can be in terms of the direction our community goes.
Kuhn says part of the reason might be the lack of any effort by the legislature to involve the community. She says holding committee meetings in the morning, then voting sessions in the early afternoon, makes it difficult for most people to know what's going on and get engaged.
I'd like to see the availability of evening meetings. The county legislature controls all the dollars that come into this region. And the county legislature also is responsible for all policy decisions. There needs to be a lot more transparency.
Kuhn says meetings should be live streamed. That way, she says, people might see how little collaboration there is between the supermajority Republicans and the Democrats, both of whom caucus separately behind closed doors before every meeting. Kuhn also feels the county can take the lead on more issues relating to sustainability, mitigating climate change, and infrastructure. She says lawmakers can also take steps to redraw gerrymandered districts.
When I show people the map, they're horrified. I never had any idea, just like they didn't know who was representing them. The more that we can get constituent involvement, the better it will be.
If you look at our particular district, there are far more registered Democrats than Republicans, so it is skewed a little bit.
That's Courtney Hills, who's running as an independent.
It does make it very difficult, I think, for a Republican to succeed in this particular district. And I know that it's reversed in other districts. I think it's something that needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed independently.
Hills is a municipal attorney who was cross-endorsed by the GOP.
I see that as a good thing because they're willing to work with somebody outside of their party. I would be the very first independent candidate to get elected countywide. I work every single day with Democrats and Republicans, and I know what it takes to work together to get things done.
That includes improving access to jobs. She credits current leadership for making strong progress on job creation, but there's still a stark skills gap.
The employers are struggling to fill the jobs that they currently have open because our unemployed or our workforce just don't have the skills to fill those positions. So I think that we could probably do more with development programs that prepare our unemployed to fill those open positions.
On the Conservative Party line, Daniel Carroll is making his first run for office.
I see things from a common sense standpoint that aren't being done, and I would like to approach that in the same manner to help people to understand that government isn't their baby's daddy.
Like Democrat Mary Kuhn, Carroll would like to see more transparency in county government. He says the meeting minutes are hard to understand, which are the only way to know what happened at a meeting without attending in person. Carroll says he hasn't done as much door-to-door campaigning as he'd like, but has been encouraged by the response.
If I was a Fuller Brush salesman, I'd have been a rich man after that first day. They're all saying they're going to vote for me, whether it was just to get me out of their hair or not. I sincerely believe it. One of them even said, you know, nobody else came around.
Carroll says people seem divided on everything, whether it's politics or I-81. He feels we're better than that and should remember there are other priorities.
The money that could go towards better programs like mental health organizations and parks. And I think that we don't have to be so stuck on the fact that we're divided by concrete, divided by party lines.
7th District voters can cast a ballot at early voting sites or on Election Day at their regular polling place. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.